But Brother Mitchell, I appreciate that so very, very much. The kind introduction. Is good to see this great crowd tonight. As we've assembled ourselves together, and we always come together with the question on our hearts, is there a word from the Lord? And I'm just grateful for this awesome opportunity to share with you. And as Brother Mitchell mentioned, I would to God that you would please keep me in mind as we fly back home on tomorrow. And I was telling Sister Pounds how much I enjoyed myself. And I appreciate so much Brother Smith on today. He took the time to take me out to one of the restaurant has become my favorite. The Southeast Grill. I believe that's correct. South Avenue Grill. Yeah, the other place. South Avenue Grill. Yes, yes. It's delicious. Absolutely delicious. So, and I appreciate him. And then had a chance to go to Devin House. Some of the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. And so I thoroughly enjoyed myself on today. And I appreciate the kindness of so many who've extended to me such warm, pleasant greetings. And I want you to know I appreciate that so very, very much. As we come together every night for the express purpose of preaching God's Word. And I believe that God's Word is so simple. It is so plain that if your heart is honest, then you can understand it and you can obey it. And even tonight, there may be somebody here tonight, and you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God. You're not in the church, you can find in your Bible. I would to God that you will make up your mind even tonight to say yes to Jesus. There is no greater decision than when a person says yes to Jesus Christ. He loved us so much. He came all the way down to die for our sins on Calvary, that you and I may have an opportunity to be saved. And so that's what this lesson is all about. It's about helping you better understand God's will and God's way, so that you would have an opportunity to obey that simple truth, and that you'll be a Christian, you'll be a child of God. Please pray for me on tomorrow's mission as I make my catch the flight back home on tomorrow. Pray that I have traveling grace and arriving mercy. And I often say that, Brother Mitchell, because think about this man. True story, he's from New York, and he decided he was going to retire. Wife tried to get him to retire, and he wouldn't do it, and finally he retired. And they rented a Winnebago, and they traveled all the way from New York all the way over to California. They spent a week or two out there, and on their way back home, made it all the way back home. And the wife said as they were pulling up in the driveway at home, he had a massive heart attack and died. He had traveling grace, but he needed arriving mercy. As I tell folks, when you pray for me, don't just pray for traveling grace. Yeah, pray for arriving mercy. And I'm grateful tonight. I don't see Sister Eugenie tonight. There she is, and with my nephew O'Neill and Keisha. Good to have them. And I can't tell them enough how much I appreciate the sacrifice they made in regards to being here encouraging me. And I appreciate that so much. I'm here because she recommended me. And I thank God for that. I thank God. I thank God for that. Let's look at the Bible. The Bible, it says, and we looked at this, and what I'm going to try to do tonight in my own feeble way, I'm going to try to connect some of these lessons together that we preached this week. I'm going to try to connect these lessons together. So whether you are with us or not, hopefully these messages will be coherent. They will be understandable by you. Now, last night, we looked at the book of Amos chapter 3 and verse number 7. Amos chapter 3 and verse number 7. I want you to listen to what the Bible says.
Surely the Lord God
will do nothing.
But he revealeth his secret.
God reveals his secret
unto his servants.
To his servants.
The prophets.
I want to talk about this tonight. I want to talk about the church that the prophets saw. And let's look at that tonight. Let's talk about the church that the prophets saw. Now, when we talk about the church, and we've been looking at this all week long, that word church, ecclesia, deals with the idea of those individuals who are called out. They're called out body of believers. Mm-hmm. Ekklesia, two words, ek, which means out of, klesia, which means to call. And so this is a simple group who the Lord calls out of darkness. 1 Peter 2 and verse number 9, he calls them out of darkness into the marvelous light. But I want you to see this tonight, that the prophets, they saw but one church. And it was God's plan that there would only be one church. And I want you to see this tonight, because the Bible said that the prophets, whatever God is going to do, he reveals his secret, those hidden things, to his servants, the prophets. And we're going to look at this quickly tonight. Don't have time to deal with all of the things of the prophets, but I want you to see what the prophets said.
Yes.
In regards to this one church.
Yes.
And then I want to see if we can find this one church.
Right.
First of all, come with me, brothers, to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 2. In Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 2, we know Isaiah was a prophet. And the Bible says in Isaiah 2 and verse number 2, watch the Bible.
And it shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass.
In the last days.
Don't miss this now. Number one, this church is going to come in the last days. Come on and read.
That the mountain of the Lord's house.
The mountain of the Lord's house.
Shall be established. In the top of the mountain.
Now watch what he says. He says that the house. That a house is going to come. He says, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established
in the top of the mountains.
Come on, read.
And shall be exalted.
It shall be exalted
above the hills.
Above the hills.
And all nations.
Don't miss that now. We talked about this on last night. That the church of our Lord was going to be for everybody.
Yeah.
And the Bible said it's coming in the last days. It's going to be for all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Go to read, sir.
And all nations shall flow unto it.
Shall flow into it. Not into them, but into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a singular pronoun.
Yes.
Talking about only one.
That's right.
Come on and read, sir.
And many people
shall go and say,
Come ye.
Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. To the mountain of the Lord.
To the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us
of his ways.
And we will walk in his path.
In his path.
For out of Zion shall go forth the law. And the word of the Lord. From Jerusalem.
Is going to go forth from Jerusalem. Look at what we have. The Bible says it's going to go forth from Jerusalem. Isaiah said something is going to come. What's coming? The Lord's house. When is it coming? In the last days. Who will it be for? All nations. Where is it going to start? In the city of Jerusalem. Get for me 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse number 12. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse well, first of all, I need to show you that who's talking. In verse number 12, Nathan is doing the talking. And Nathan is a prophet. I know he's a prophet. Look at verse number 2. Go back to verse number 2. Watch what the Bible says.
That the king said unto Nathan. The prophet.
That's all I need. I told you he was a prophet. He said unto Nathan the prophet. Now let's drop down to verse number 12. I want to see what the prophet had to say. In verse number 12, Nathan is talking to David. And the Bible says,
and when thy days be fulfilled.
And when your day, now Nathan is talking to David. He said, David, when your days be fulfilled. David, when you are dead. Something is coming, but it's not going to come, David, until after you're dead. When thy days be fulfilled, come on.
And thou shalt sleep. With thy fathers.
With your fathers.
I will set up your seed. After thee.
Which shall proceed out of thy bowels.
And I will establish his kingdom.
Watch this now. He said, thy house is the kingdom. Go ahead and read, sir.
He shall build an house.
He said the same one that's going to have the kingdom is the same one that's going to have the house. And we're going to look at this because the kingdom is the house. The house is the church. The church is the kingdom. And you can't be in one without being in the other. He said, I'm going to establish his kingdom. He's going to build me a house. All right, the Bible tells us now. We're looking for this church that the prophet saw. Now, remember now, when is it coming? In the last days. Who is it going to be for? All nations. Where is it going to start? In Jerusalem. When will it start? After David is dead. All right, let's go. Let's go now to Acts chapter 2. In the book of Acts chapter 2. All right, we're going to start reading around verse number 1. In the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. Watch what the Bible says.
And when the day of Pentecost,
was fully come,
they were all with one accord
in one place.
And suddenly, there came a sound from
heaven. Watch the Bible. There came a sound from heaven.
As of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house
where they were sitting.
There appeared unto them
cloven tongues
like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled.
And the Bible says that they were all filled
with the Holy Ghost.
And began to speak
with other tongues.
As the Spirit gave them utterance. Come on.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem.
Watch this now. We got the right place. Because in verse number 5, the Bible says that there were dwelling at Jerusalem. All right, we got the right place. We're in the right city. They were dwelling at Jerusalem. What are we doing? We're looking for the marks for that church. That church that's going to come. The church that is the house. The house that is the kingdom. And the book says, going to read, sir.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem,
Jews, devout men.
Out of every nation. Under heaven.
Look at what we have. We got Jerusalem, right city. All nations are gathered together. All right, come on and read, sir.
When this was noised abroad, the multitude came together.
And were confounded.
Because they heard. Every man heard him speak
in his own language wherein he was born. Come on and read.
They were all amazed.
And marveled, saying.
Saying one to another.
Behold.
Are not all these which speak Galileans?
And how hear we?
Every man. In our own tongue.
Wherein we were born. Come on.
Parthians
and Medes.
And Elamites.
Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia.
And in Judea.
And Cappadocia.
In Pontus.
And Asia.
Phrygia.
Come on and read.
And Pamphylia.
Come on.
In Egypt.
Go on and read.
And in parts of Libya. About Cyrene.
Come on and read.
And strangers of Rome. Jews and proselytes. Cretes and Arabians.
We do hear them speak.
In our tongues.
The
wonderful works.
The wonderful works of God. Come on and read.
And they were all amazed.
And the Bible said they were all amazed.
And were in doubt.
Come on.
Saying one to another. What meaneth this?
What is the meaning of what we're hearing? And I wish I had time to deal with this. Because you got people today talking about they have the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit. If you had the baptism, you got to understand this. If they had the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit, they would be able to do what the apostles were doing. The apostles spoke in their language, but everybody heard them in their language. You want to talk about something powerful. And the book says, go ahead and read, sir.
Others mocking, saying. These men are full of wine.
They got to be drunk. They must have run across something. My friend, drinking something got them drunk. Because now they're trying to explain away what God is doing. And the Bible says, come on, sir.
But Peter. Standing up with the 11.
I wish I had time. Peter standing up. Now, you got to understand this. Why is Peter standing? Because Peter does this before. He does this earlier in chapter 1. Go to chapter 1. Quick, keep your finger there. Look at chapter 1. And let's start around verse number 15. Acts chapter 1, verse 15. Because Peter stands up. Because Peter sees something that's happening. Because when Peter sees the fulfillment of prophecy, when he sees what the prophet's saying coming to pass, Peter will stand up. And the Bible said, go and read.
And in those days, Peter stood up.
The Bible said Peter stood up
in the midst of the disciples
and said,
the number of names together were about 120.
Come on and read.
Men and brethren. This scripture must needs have been fulfilled.
When Peter saw that scripture was being fulfilled, Peter would stand up. Yes. Now go back to chapter 2. Back to chapter 2 and verse 14. The Bible says.
But Peter. Standing up.
Because Peter said, I see something here. I see the fulfillment of prophecy. What's going on here is not something out of the blue. But this is what the prophets talked about. That's why the Bible said, go and read, sir.
Standing up with the eleven. Lifted up his voice. And said unto them. Ye men of Judea.
And all ye that dwell.
At Jerusalem. Be this known unto you this day. And hearken to my words. For these are not drunken.
These men are not drunken.
As you suppose. Seeing it is.
Because Peter said. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's too early for the liquor store to be open. Peter said, sing. It's too early. Come on and read, sir.
But this is that.
But watch what he said. This is that which was spoken. Which was spoken.
By the prophet Joel.
Come on and read.
And it shall come to pass. In the last days.
When is it coming?
In the last days.
I want you to know, my friend, the Bible says that this church was coming in the last days. It's in the city of Jerusalem. And the Bible says it's for all nations. Now, let me just take a side road here real fast, because some people have a bad case of misunderstanding, because what Prophet Joel does, he prophesies in regard with what was going to happen. And now Joel says in the book of Joel chapter 2 and verse number 32. In Joel chapter 2, since I'm here, let me just touch on this real fast. Joel said in Joel chapter 2 and verse number 32, the same prophecy that Peter is now repeating on the day of Pentecost. He's telling them, reminding them of what Joel said. And Joel chapter 2 and verse number 32, watch what the Bible says.
It shall come to pass. That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord.
Now Brother Pounds, I've been hearing you talk about baptism all week long. But the Bible says, whosoever shall call
on the name of the Lord
shall be delivered. Now that word delivered is the same word for salvation. Yeah. Salvation means deliverance. And so therefore Joel said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And one brother said, in the Church of Christ, we don't believe that. I said, oh yes, we do too. We believe if you want to be saved, you got to call on the name of the Lord. The problem is people have a bad case of misunderstanding. They need to understand, what does it mean to call? Because we understand, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because Peter mentions that in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 21. Watch the Bible. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 21. Again, the Bible says,
and it shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass.
That whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now, Joel said that. And then Peter repeats that on the day of Pentecost. Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13. In Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13, watch what the Bible says.
For whosoever shall call.
Paul said, whosoever
shall call upon the name of
upon
Lord,
the name of the Lord
shall be saved.
Now watch this now. Joel said it. Peter repeats it. And Paul says the same thing. Well, you got to understand this word call. This word call, it does not mean just to say the name of the Lord. It does not mean just to audibly say His name. Because the Bible said in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 46, Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say do? Jesus said, no need for you to say my name if you're not doing what I told you to do. So what does this mean? That word, very interesting, that word here, the word call, it comes from a Greek word, epieroteo. Epieroteo is the idea of to make a plea, to make a request. It is to appeal to God. And so therefore, we got to understand, when we call upon the name of the Lord, you got to make an appeal to God. Well, Brother Pounds, if it's not just calling His name, how does one make an appeal to God? Because we also find in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 20, because then we find the word epieroteo, and that word is answer. The Bible said in 1 Peter 3 and verse number 20, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. The Bible said, the like figure, whereunto baptism doeth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but is an answer. There is. It is an answer. It's a request. It's an appeal. The Bible says the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So therefore, when do we make our appeal to God in order to be saved? When you go in the waters of baptism. Because when you go in the water, you are calling on the name of the Lord. Is that right, Brother Pye? I know that's right. Bible said in Acts chapter 22. Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16. Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16. Ananias fell, Saul. Watch the Bible. Go ahead and read, sir.
And now.
Why tarrest thou?
Arise.
And be baptized.
And wash away your sin.
Calling. Because it's in baptism you call. In baptism you make your request. And God won't save you unless you make your request. And you're not asking God to save you unless you go in the water. You got to go in the water. You got to go, all right, let me get back to where I was. Now the Bible said, listen, this church is coming in the last day. It's going to be for all nations. In the city of Jerusalem. And then the Bible, drop down to verse number 29. Look at verse number 29, Acts chapter 2. That's where we are, Acts chapter 2 and verse number 29.
Men and brethren.
Watch this now. Peter's talking. Peter, he stood up with the 11, and Peter said, men and brethren.
Let me freely speak unto you. Of the patriarch David.
All right now. Of the patriarch David.
That he's both dead and
all buried. Right, David is not only dead, but he's buried. Now we can start looking for that one church. Because the Bible said, listen, now we're in the last days. All nations are gathered together in Jerusalem. And David is dead. And see, that's why, my friend, you can't follow the law of Moses. You can't follow Moses' law. You got some people today trying to follow Moses' law. You can't follow Moses' law. Because the church that we're in, the instruction, the Bible said, the word of the Lord will come from Jerusalem. It's going to come from Jerusalem. And now we're in the right place. We're in the right place. David is dead. Now we can start looking for that church. That is the house. That is the kingdom. All right, my brothers. All right, the Bible says now, we drop down to verse number 36, and the Bible says,
Therefore,
let all the house
of Israel
know assuredly
that God has made
that, that God has made that same Jesus
whom you have crucified.
I need to tell you about the gospel.
Yeah.
Because I need to tell you, you crucified him.
Yeah.
But I need to tell you, buried him. But early on Sunday morning,
Amen.
He got up with all power in his divine hand.
Amen.
That same Jesus that you crucified, the Bible says,
we have crucified come on, Brother Webb. Lord and Christ.
The Bible said God got him back up again. Stay with me, Brother Webb.
Yes.
The Bible said God got him back up again.
Yes, yes.
And made them both Lord
and Christ.
And Christ.
Amen.
And then the Bible says,
no, when they heard
this, watch this, when they heard about Jesus,
they
I wish
were,
I had time, when they heard Jesus, not Muhammad, they heard Jesus.
Yes.
They didn't hear about some man-made religion. They heard Jesus.
Yes.
Not Confucius.
No, sir.
Not Socrates.
No, sir.
They heard Jesus.
Yes.
And if you want to be saved tonight, you need to hear Jesus.
That's right.
And the book says that when they heard this,
they were pricked in their
Bible
heart.
Said they were pricked to their heart.
And said unto Peter.
And said unto Peter.
And to the rest,
and the rest of the apostles.
Men and brethren. What shall we do?
Now watch this now. He's telling them now. He's getting ready to use the keys that Jesus gave him in Matthew 16 and verse number 19.
Yeah.
He's getting ready now to allow them to understand about this church.
Yeah.
Bible said they asked the question, said, men and brethren,
what shall we do?
What shall we? You notice now, don't miss this now. They asked the question, what?
What shall
that's
we?
An interrogative.
Yes.
Seeking an answer.
Yes.
Shall.
Yes.
That means requirement.
Yes.
I. That's first person plural, present active indicative. I do action required. What is required of me? What shall I do? What must I do? What is required of me to be right with God?
Okay.
Now watch the answer now. The answer will be very powerful. Because whatever he told them to do, it's the same thing we must do.
Amen.
Watch with it. I know you heard it. I know you believed it. Because you were pricked in your heart.
Yes, yes.
And the Bible said Peter tells them.
Then Peter said unto them.
Unto them.
Repent.
Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of
watch
you.
Watch this now. Everybody has to do the same thing.
Amen.
Everybody in every nation. Doesn't matter where you come from. Everybody got to do the same thing. He said repent and be baptized. Every one of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins.
And ye shall receive. The gift of the Holy Ghost.
God will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Not the miraculous measure. Because we don't have time. We don't need miracles. That's another sermon. We don't need miracles today. Matter of fact, miracles, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16, verse number 20, miracles were for the purpose of confirming the word. We don't need nothing to confirm the word because the word is already confirmed. And so therefore, because it was proof that what they were saying came from God. But you got to understand, but the Bible tells us that we have something that's more powerful than a miracle. How can we tell folk today in regards to whether or not what we're saying is true? John chapter 13 and verse number 34. Jesus said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples if you have love one for the other. You just study that. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 13. You will find out the Bible tells us that love, the power of love. We got to learn how to love one another. And we love each other because God first loved us. Don't you realize God would never ask you to do anything? God would never ask you to do anything he's not already done for you. God not asking you to forgive anybody. My friend, from the standpoint, he forgave us first. Therefore, he gives us the capacity to forgive somebody else. And some folks say, well, you know, I just can't forgive her. I just can't forgive him. Well, you got to remember all that God has done for you. He had to forgive you of a whole lot of stuff. And if God can forgive you for all the stuff you've done, then surely you ought to forgive somebody else. Because we did a whole lot of stuff. I know we saints now, but there was a time. I said we did whatever we were big and bad enough to do. Yeah, we went around thinking it's my thing. I can do what I want to do. You can't tell me who to sock it to, but I stopped by to tell you, thank God for God. And I remember, church, thank God. I said, because he saved me. I said, at the age of 12, thank God he saved me. And thank God I'm in the church I can find in my Bible. I said, ooh, if I had time, Brother Mitchell, I'd tell him, A, at the age of 12. B, I was baptized. C, in the Christ. D, he delivered me. E, from my evil. F, he forgave me. G, of my grief. H, he healed me. I, in my infirmities. J, gave me joy unspeakable. K, gave me his knowledge. L, and his love. M, and his mercy. N, he brought me near to him. O, opened up his arm. P, he pardoned me. Q, quickened me. R, revived me. S, he saved me. T, transformed me. U, I'm united with Jesus Christ. V, I got the victory. W, I've been washed. X, my past is excluded. Y, I'm yoked up to Christ. Z, on my way to Zion, he has done so much for me. Oh, yeah, he's done a lot for me. I got to hurry. I got to hurry now. And the Bible says, it helps us to understand. The question was, they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is unto you, to your children, many that are far off, and many as the Lord our God shall call, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself. And that's what it's all about. You see, that's what this meeting is all about. You got to save yourself. My job is just to tell you what God wants you to do. And I must tell you what the Bible says. It must be rightly divided. Now, after I tell you what the Word of God says, after you can read it for yourself, after it's been rightly divided, then, my friend, you got to save yourself. Yeah, you got to save yourself. He says, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then the Bible said, they that gladly
received his word,
received the word,
were baptized.
The Bible says they were baptized. Why were they baptized? Because he told them that's what they had to do. They asked the question, what must we do? That's what they had to do. If they were going to get right with God, that's what they must do. Because, my friend, listen, let me just say this to you real fast. Without baptism, we will never reach the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I hear preachers all the time talking about the blood of Jesus. And they're right. They tell you that it's the blood of Jesus you got to get to. And that's true. You got to get to the blood. But the problem becomes, how do I reach the blood? Ooh, that's not in my lesson, but y'all looking like y'all interested in that. I said, how do you reach the blood? I'll tell you. You see, my friend, you remember the Bible tells us that when Jesus, John 19, beginning of verse 34, you remember Jesus. The Bible says that those Romans, they recognized that. That after they crucified our Lord and they were going to hasten on death, and when they went to the individuals, the three that had been crucified, Jesus was the man in the middle. But the Bible said when they came to Jesus, he was dead already. He was already dead. And the Bible said one of those soldiers with a spear pierced him in the side.
And forthwith came their blood.
Came out blood.
And water.
Blood and water. How do I reach the blood? I got to go in the water. Now we say that in the church. Let me just prove that. I'll prove it tonight. I came to prove that tonight. That you can't reach the blood without going through the water. Come on, brothers. 1 John 1. 1 John 1, verse number 7. And then I need Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 26. And then after that, I'm going to run, brothers. Yeah, we're going to do a lot of running here. All right, let's get that one first. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7.
But if we walk in the light.
If we walk in the light.
As he is in the light.
As he is in the light.
We have fellowship.
We have fellowship.
One with another.
One with another.
And the blood of
Jesus. And the blood of Jesus Christ.
His son. Cleanseth us.
The Bible said the blood cleanses us.
From all sin.
The Bible said the blood cleanses.
Yeah.
If the blood cleanses, what does the water do? Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 26. Go to Matthew 26 and wait for me at verse number 26. Go to Matthew 26, verse 26. And then after that, I'm going to Acts 2 and verse number 38. All right, now watch the Bible. Ephesians 5, 26.
That he might sanctify,
and
cleanse it,
with
the washing of water.
He's going to cleanse it with the washing of water
by the word.
By the word, what does the blood do? Blood cleanse. What does the water do? Water cleanse. And you can't reach the blood without going through the water. All right, the Bible says in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, get from the Romans. I'm sorry. I call it Romans. Yeah, Acts 26. Matthew 26, at verse number 26. My mind on something else. Matthew 26, 26. Come on, read.
And as they were eating,
Jesus took bread.
And blessed it.
Blessed the bread.
And break it.
Broke the bread.
And gave it to the disciples.
Gave it to his disciples.
And said,
Take.
Eat.
Eat.
This is my body.
This is my body.
And he took the cup.
He took the cup.
And gave thanks.
Gave thanks for the cup.
And gave it to them.
Gave it to them.
Saying,
Drink ye all of it. Come on.
For this is my blood.
This is my blood.
Of the New Testament.
Of the New Testament.
Which is shed for many.
The blood was shed for many.
For the remission of sins.
The blood is for remission of sin. What's the blood for? Remission of sin. If the blood is for remission of sin, what's the water for? Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. What does the Bible say?
Then Peter said unto them,
Repent.
And be baptized.
Every one of you.
In the name of Jesus
name
Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sin.
Look at what we have. Blood cleanse, water cleanse. Blood remission of sin, water remission of sin. And you cannot reach the blood unless you go in the water. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5. Then let's go back to Acts 22 and verse number 16. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5, the Bible says,
And from Jesus Christ. With the faithful
witness. Who is the faithful witness.
And the first begotten.
Of the dead.
And the prince of the kings.
Of the earth.
Unto him
that loved us
and washed us
from our sins
in his own blood.
He washed us from sin. Where? In the blood. If the blood washed, what does the water do? Acts 22 and verse number 16. Ooh, it's a shame this is the last night, brother. I got too many more lessons to go. It's a shame this is the last night. And the Bible said, Acts 22, verse 16.
And now.
Why tarrest thou?
Arise.
And be baptized.
And wash away your sin.
Look at what we have. The Bible said, the water cleansed, blood cleansed. Blood remission of sin, water remission of sin. Blood washed, water washed. And you can't reach the blood unless you go. You got to go in the water. Go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 14. Then let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 20. Hebrews 9 and verse number 14. Watch the Bible.
How much more shall the blood of Christ
who through the eternal spirit
offered himself without spot to God.
Come on and read.
Purge your conscience.
Watch this now. The blood deals with the conscience. The blood deals with the conscience. If the blood deals with the conscience, what does the water do? 1 Peter 3 and verse 20 and 21. The Bible says,
which sometime were disobedient,
when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah,
while the ark was a preparing,
wherein eight souls were saved by water. Come on, read.
The like figure whereunto
even baptism
doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh
but the answer of a good conscience
towards God.
Water deals with the conscience. Blood deals with the conscience. Water wash, blood wash. Water remission of sin, blood remission of sin. Water cleanse, blood cleanse. And you can't reach the blood unless you go in the water. And then, I'm not through yet. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 9. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 9. They get Mark 16 and verse 15 and verse 16. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 9. Listen to what Paul says. Go and read.
Much more than. Being now justified. By his blood. You shall be saved.
The Bible said, justified by the blood, we shall be saved. What does the blood do? The blood saves us. If the blood saves us, what about the water? Mark 16, 15, 16. The Bible says,
And he said unto them,
Go ye into all the world,
and preach the gospel
to every creature.
He that believeth,
and is baptized,
shall be saved.
The Bible says, he shall be saved.
But he,
look at what we have, church. Blood cleansed, water cleansed, blood remission of sin, water remission of sin, blood washed, water washed, blood deals with the conscience, water deals with the conscience, blood saves, water saves. And my friend, you cannot reach that blood unless you go in the water. And so therefore tonight, my friend, you got to be mindful. So what Peter told them on day, back in Acts chapter 2, what Peter told them on day of Pentecost, he said, repent and be baptized. And they that gladly received the word, they were baptized. They were baptized. And the book says, and now watch this now, they were baptized. And then he told them, those individuals, and he had told them to save themselves, and they were baptized.
Yes.
Why were they baptized? Because they had to save themselves.
That's right.
Why did they go in the water? Because he told them they had to repent and be baptized.
That's right.
Why is that? They asked the question, what shall we do?
Yeah.
He told them what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then he told them what to do.
Yeah.
And after he told them, then they were baptized.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us, now watch this now. Go read, my brother.
Then they that gladly received the word were baptized.
They were baptized.
And the same day. There were added unto them. About 3,000 souls.
Watch this now. About 3,000 souls.
Mm-hmm.
But you jump. By 3,000 souls. Go on. Keep reading.
And they continued steadfast.
And don't you watch this now. They were added unto them. Added unto them where? Those in the church.
Yeah.
Because now we see the church is on the way. How did they get in the church? They got in the church through baptism.
Yeah.
And I want you to see this. Because the church, and I'll get there in just a moment. The church and the house are the same. The house and the kingdom are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get into the church without baptism. You can't get into the house without baptism.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Because the Bible helps us understand in regards to the church and the 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. 1 Timothy 3:15. Watch what the Bible says. 1 Timothy 3 and verse number 15.
But if I tarry long.
If I take a long time to get there.
That thou mayest know.
You may know
how thou oughtest to behave.
How to behave yourself
in the house of God.
In the house of God.
Which is the church of the living God.
The house of God is the church of the living God. I wish I had time. It's the pillar and the ground of the truth. You remember the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse number 7 that Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Why was the ark prepared? To save his house. And then we see, again in 1 Peter 3, I keep going back there, because the Bible says, 1 Peter 3 was sometimes disobedient. Why did Noah build that ark? To save his house. And the Bible said that house was saved by water. Because destruction was on the earth. And what the water did back then, it lifted them above destruction. And what baptism does, the Bible said the light figure, just like that the water lifted them then, water lifts us today. It lifts us, my friend, from destruction. And therefore, my friend, just like Noah's house was saved by water, the Lord's house is saved by water. Hebrews 3 and verse number 6, the Bible said, Christ has son over his own house, whose house are we. And so therefore, my friend, how do you get in the house? My friend, through baptism. It's water that's going to save the house. And they don't have time but the kingdom. Jesus, John 3, verse 3 and verse number 5, he tells us, my friend, how do you get into the kingdom? Through the water and the spirit.
Yeah.
That's right. Baptism. And God would give you the gift of His Holy Spirit. The church is the house. The house is the kingdom. The church is the kingdom. The church is the house. And so therefore, my friend, they're all the same thing. And I'm trying to get there in regards to this because he identified this the church that the prophet saw. This the church the prophet saw. It came in the last day for all nations, city of Jerusalem. David is dead. Now, in that church, and some we looked at that, some distinguishing marks. I'm back in Acts chapter 2. And let's look at verse number 41. We'll start there again. Acts 2:41. They that gladly received the word were baptized. Come on.
And the same day there were added unto them
about 3,000 souls. Come on, read.
And they continued steadfastly.
Now watch this now. When the church came together, my friend, they had the word. There was preaching or teaching of the word. They continued steadfastly
in the apostles' doctrine.
And that's the thing. If we all had the same doctrine, we would all be the same thing. You see, you can't have a religion without a doctrine. And the thing that separates people is the doctrine. But we talked about that last night. There's only one doctrine. And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Come on, read, sir.
And the fellowship.
And watch this. And fellowship. And because the Bible says that the doctrine and the fellowship go together. Right. If we don't have the same doctrine, we can't have the same fellowship.
Amen.
The Bible said they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship.
And in breaking of
bread. And the Bible says they broke bread. In that context, they took communion. They took communion. They broke bread. They had the Lord's Supper. Come on, read, sir.
And in prayers.
And what? Not only that, the Bible said they stayed together in prayer. Come on, read.
And fear came upon
every soul. And fear came upon every soul.
And many wonders. And signs.
And signs.
Were done by the apostles.
Verse 43. Verse 44. Come on.
And all that believed. Were together.
And the book says, all that believed were together. Not in one denomination. Somebody else in another denomination. If you believe the same thing, we all ought to be together.
Amen.
There should not be any man-made religions. Because anything that's man-made is religiously unreliable. You can't rely upon man. Man can't get you to heaven. How can man get you there and he's never been there? But Jesus, he left heaven. Came down here and went back to heaven. If anybody knows the way, surely Jesus knows the way. No wonder he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by me. And so therefore the Bible says that in regards to them, they were together. All that believed were together.
And had all things common. And sold their possessions.
And
parted them to all men.
They gave. The church then, they gave. Come on and read, sir.
As every man.
Go to read.
And they continued daily with one accord. In the temple. And breaking bread. From house to house.
They had fellowship together from breaking bread. Fellowship meals together from house to house. Come on and read.
Did eat their meat.
With gladness.
And singleness of heart. Praising God.
How did they pray? Let me just deal with this. How do we praise God? Let me just talk about that. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. What does the Bible say?
By him, therefore. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. To God continually. That is the fruit of our lips.
We praise God with the fruit of our lips. You got some folk, they try to praise them, and they say, what about David? I wish I had time for this. Brother Mitch is going to take away my watch tonight. Let me hide my watch tonight. What about David? Well, my friend, what about David? Because it's Psalm 150. Some people say, well, what about David? And some folks try to run and grab David. The Bible said in Psalm 150. I want you to watch this now. Don't miss this now. I don't have time to deal with all of this tonight. But I want you to watch David say, what he going to praise God with? He said, I'm going to praise God with. Watch the Bible. Go to read, sir.
Praise ye the Lord.
Watch this. This is David now. David said, praise ye the Lord.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise God in the sanctuary.
Praise him in the firmament.
Praise him in the firmament.
Of his power.
Of his power.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Praise him according to his excellent.
Praise him according to his excellent goodness. Come on.
Praise him with the sound.
Watch this now. David said, praise him with. Come on and read, sir.
With the sound of the trumpet.
With the sound of the trumpet.
Praise him with the
psaltery. David said, praise him with.
The psaltery.
The psaltery.
And harp.
And the harp.
Praise him with the timbrel.
Praise him with. The timbrel.
And dance.
And the dance.
Praise him with stringed instruments.
Now watch it. Now this David. And I need to say this because you can't follow David. David is dead and buried. You can't follow David. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's look at this because don't miss this now. Because the width has changed. Don't miss this now. The width has changed. All right, the Bible says, come on, brothers. Colossians chapter 3. And verse number 16. In Colossians 3 and verse number 16. Then go to 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 15. I think we're going to watch the width. Because the width has changed. Colossians 3 and verse number 16. The Bible says,
let the word of Christ.
Let the word of Christ.
Dwell in you richly.
Dwell in you richly.
In all wisdom.
In all wisdom.
Teaching.
And admonishing.
And admonishing.
One another.
In psalms. And hymns.
Hymns.
And spiritual.
Spiritual songs.
Singing.
Singing with. Not instrumental music. Not with the timbrel and the dance. Not with the trumpet. But sing with.
With grace in your
with
heart.
With grace.
In your
in
heart.
In your heart.
To the Lord.
I said the with has changed. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 15. The Bible says.
What is it then?
What is it then?
I will pray with the Spirit.
I will pray with the Spirit.
And I will pray with the understanding.
I will pray
also.
With the understanding also. Come on.
I will sing with.
I will sing with.
The Spirit.
The Spirit.
And I will sing.
And
with
I will sing with.
The understanding also.
The understanding also. My friend, you got to understand. Listen, because when you go back to, don't have time, but in your spare time, you Bible scholars, in Psalm 22:22, and Psalm 22 and verse number 22, there we find where the psalmist says, if you have that, did y'all have that quickly? Oh, y'all didn't turn there. Y'all didn't turn there. All right. I thought y'all turned there. Psalm 22:22.
I will.
And then, my brother, go to Hebrews 2. Go to Hebrews 2:12, and I'll be there in just a moment. Now, in Psalm 22:22, listen to what the psalmist said.
I will declare thy name.
I will declare thy name
unto my brethren.
Unto my brethren.
In the midst of the congregation.
In the midst of the congregation.
Will I praise thee?
Now he said, in the midst of the congregation, I'm going to praise. He says, he leaves it there, I'm going to praise. But in the New Testament, he tells us how to praise. Go to Hebrews 2 and verse number 12. Hebrews 2:12.
Sing. I will declare thy name.
I will declare thy name
unto my brethren.
Unto my brethren.
In the midst of the church.
In the midst of the church.
Will I sing?
I'm going to sing.
Praise.
I tell you how I'm going to praise. I'm going to sing the praise.
That's right.
We don't make praise on man-made instruments, but we sing the praise. The church that the prophet saw. This church came in the last days. It includes all nations in the city of Jerusalem. It came after David was dead. They got in the church through baptism. That church is the same house that Jesus built. That church is the kingdom that Jesus rules over. And my friend, how did they get in the church? Baptism. Got in the house, baptism. In the kingdom, baptism. Because all of these are descriptive of the same thing. And some folks say, well, I don't understand that, Brother Pounds. Oh, yes, you do. Because You know, I'm at Hilltop back home. I'm their minister. To my wife, I'm her husband. Minister, husband, not two different people, same person. To my three children, I'm their father. I have five sisters. One went to eternity, so I have five. I hear one into eternity. I had six sisters growing up and two brothers. And so to them, I'm their brother. So we got a brother. We have a minister. We have a husband. Are y'all with? We have a father. We're not talking about different individuals. It's the same person, but descriptive terms. And so when you look at the church of Christ, we got to understand that. Descriptive terms, but still talking about the same institution. Ooh, don't have time, but if I had time, A, it's the assembly of God. B, it's the bride and body of Christ. C, is those who are called. D, is those who have been delivered. E is eternal in nature. F, it is the church. F, it is the fairest of 10,000 to the soul. G, it is God's choice. H is the household of faith. It's I, those have been included. J is the joy of heaven. K is the kingdom of God's dear son. L is the Lamb's wife. M is the mystery revealed. N is the New Testament prophecy. O, of Old Testament fulfillment. Not only that, P, it is the place for pardon. Q, where the quicken are quarantined. R, where the redeemed are received. S, where the saved are set. T, it's the temple of God. U, it's the unity of the Spirit. It's why victory is validated. W, it is the way. X, it is the exclusion of those individuals who have not obeyed. Y, it is Yahweh's choice. And Z, it is the New Testament Zion. That is the church of Christ. And my friend, listen, different names, but it's still the same thing. There's only one church. Your mind. That you want to say yes to Jesus. That's the church. That's the church we find in the Bible. And they worship, they all worship the same way. And that's the thing I love about the church of Christ. And my friend, you ought to say yes to Jesus tonight. I think you ought to say yes to Jesus. Not saying yes to me. You ought to say yes to Jesus. Because the best thing you can ever do in your life is when you come to Jesus Christ. I say come to Jesus tonight. Jesus. I'm closing. Jesus. I say it's all about Jesus. Ooh, if I was back home, I would tell you, Jesus, the best thing ever happened to you. I say, A, he's like Allstate. You're in good hands. B, he's like Bear Aspirin. He worked wonders. C, he's like Campbell's Soup. He's good. D, he's like Dow Soap. Aren't you glad you know him? Don't you wish everybody did? E, he's like Enterprise. Rent a car. He will pick you up. F, he's like Folgers Coffee. He's the best part of waking up. G, he's like GE. He brings good things to life. H, he's like Hallmark. He cared enough to send the very best. I, he's like IHOP. If you go hungry, if you come hungry, you'll leave happy. J, he's like JCPenney. My friend, everything you need is all inside. K, he's like KFC. He's finger licking good. L, y'all ain't gonna help me here. L, he's like L'Oreal because you're worth it. M, he's like Maxwell House Coffee. He's good to the last drop. And he's like Norelco Razor. He will get close. Oh, he's like Orbis. He will save you. P, he's like Panasonic. He's innovator. Q, he's like my friend. He's like Q. He's just like a quartz watch. My friend, he'll just keep going and going. R, my friend, I stopped by to tell you, he's like Red Lobster. If you want a good meal, just come inside. S, he's like State Farm. My friend, like a good neighbor, he'll be right there. T, he's like Travelocity. You'll never roam alone. U, he's like the U.S. Army. He'll be the best that you can be. V, he's like Verizon. Can you hear me now? W, he's like Wendy's hamburger. You know when it's real. X, my friend, he like Xerox. He documents his word. Y, his word is like the yellow page and let your fingers do the walking. And Z, he like Zest soap. You're not fully clean until you're Christ fully clean. You ought to say yes to Jesus tonight. Say yes to Jesus tonight. Just say yes to him. Just like they did in the Bible. They asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Are you in that church tonight? Are you in that church tonight that came, my friend, in the last days, started in the city of Jerusalem, the one that was for all nations, and it came after David was dead? You can be tonight. Just come tonight, my friend, having heard how Jesus died for you. He was buried, rose again the third day. Believe it with all your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess faith in the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we'll baptize you even tonight in water where you can reach the blood of Jesus. And my friend, you can leave out of here tonight saved. You don't have to go home the same way you came. You could have come under the tent lost, but you can leave out of here saved. You could have came in here tonight, my friend, not in a relationship with the Lord, but you can leave out of here tonight with a relationship with God. You could have came in here tonight not having the ability to pray, because you can't pray unless you belong to Him. You got to be born into God's family. And so, my friend, but you can leave out of here tonight having the privilege of prayer. Won't you say yes to Jesus tonight? If you remember the body of Christ, you're going astray, come back home. Through a process of repentance, confession, and prayer. Or if you need prayer, whatever the case might be, come on to Jesus right now. We're going to stand and we're going to speak a psalm of encouragement.
575. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
God bless you now.
Calling for you and for me. See on the portal, He's waiting and watching.
God bless you tonight.
Watching.
God bless you tonight.